reacting to the chaos that unfolded in the House of Commons during a debate on a Gaza ceasefire. Speaker Sir Lindsay Hoyles apologised, but more than 60 MPs want him to stand down. The Scouts have been referred to the police as an inquest rules a teenager was unlawfully killed during a trip in 2018. It happened at Great Orme in North Wales. Matt Steele has more.
16-year-old Ben Leonard was walking with Reddish Explorer Scouts from Greater Manchester when, separated from leaders, he slipped and fell around 200 feet. During the inquest, his mother accused the Scout Association of disgusting treatment of her family. It says it's determined to learn and has already changed safety rules. But it faces a police inquiry after being accused by the coroner of conspiracy to pervert the course of justice.
More details been given about legislation being introduced to clear the names of hundreds of sub-postmasters wrongly convicted in the Horizon scandal. The government says the possible exoneration of some genuinely guilty of crimes is a price worth paying. Post Office Minister Kevin Hollenrake says people need to be fairly compensated.
We have introduced optional fixed sum awards at £600,000 for victims with overturned convictions and £75,000 for order members as a swift means to settlement.
The mother of Russia's opposition leader Alexei Navalny says she's finally seen his body a week on from his death, but she claims officials are trying to blackmail her into holding a private burial. Former Barcelona and Brazil footballer Dani Alves has been jailed for 4.5 years for sexual assault. He attacked a woman in a nightclub in 2022. And Celtic goalkeeper Joe Hart's retiring from football at the end of the season. He turns 37 in April. That's the latest. I'm Faye de Silva.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hi, good evening. Hope you're safe, well, and more importantly, dry on this wet and miserable Thursday night. You're listening to Brentwood and Billywickie's Phoenix 98FM. Thanks, as always, to Darren for the ever excellent 98 Not Out for the last hour. For the next hour, my name's John Chubb, welcoming you into the non-league hour.
Got this in pocket. Got I am gonna use it. Intention. Gonna make you notice. Mystery emotion. I've been diving deeper, leaning. No visa. It seems so pleasing. Gonna make you notice. Gonna use my arms, gonna use my legs, gonna use my style, gonna use my sauce, gonna use my fingers, gonna use my imagination. Cause I gonna make you see.
kick us off musically tonight. That's Pretenders, number one way back in 1980. That was Brass in Pocket. So welcome in to the non-league hour, where we take a look back first off at the men's non-league football across our area from the last week. By the way, we've got a guest later on. Jack Patmore will be in conversation with Matt Price, striker with Bowes and Pitsy, who are currently one of the promotion contenders in the Isthmian North, and who are due to travel to Brentwood Town on Saturday. But first of all, to the action from the last week, and we go back to last Saturday in the National League, first off, where Dagenham and Redbridge made a long trip up to York City and picked up a 1-1 draw. Jake Hessenthaler put the Daggers ahead after 11 minutes. Ryan Fallowfield equalised for the host a couple of minutes before the time, and it finished 1-1. Piece. The Tigers currently in 11th place in the league. Southend United were left nervously looking over their shoulders. They travelled to struggling bottom club Oxford City on Saturday, and they were only able to pick up a goalless draw there. On Tuesday night, though, the Shrimpers were back in action on the road again. This time they travelled to Maidenhead United, where they picked up a 2-1 win. Adam Crowther put the Shrimpers ahead in the 12th minute. Kevin Locko equalised for Gateshead on 43 before Danny Waldron, who signed from Rushall Olympic last month for Southend, he's got his first goal for the club after 58 minutes to give Southend a 2-1 victory. And that was Kevin Mayer's men's first win in six games. However, they are still only just above the relegation zone. They are four clubs on 38 points. Dagenham and Redbridge travelled across to the other side of the Dartford Bridge on Tuesday night, where they faced second-placed Bromley, who incidentally gave Chesterfield only their fourth league defeat of the season on Saturday. But the Daggers picked up a 2-2 draw down there. Bromley led for much of the second half after Bizarre Topolos had given them the lead on 43 minutes. Former Dagger Michael Cheek, who's been very prolific for Bromley this season, scored deep into the first half injury time. And it remained that way until 20 minutes from time when Sam Lingpool went back, and then a dramatic last-minute equaliser from Josh Rees that came in the fifth minute of injury time gave the final score of Bromley 2, Dagenham and Redbridge 2. So looking at the league table, despite losing on Saturday, they remain 19 points clear of second-placed Bromley. Homewards, Aldershot Town, Gateshead and Oldham Athletic on the other side coming in the playoff spots. Dagenham Redbridge in 11th, as I say. Southend 18th. And Fleet, who have the same point. The bottom four from upwards, who are now 10 points from safety with only 11 matches left. It's not looking good for them. They're on 28 points, just above them. Kidderminster Harriers on 33, Woking on 34, and Dorking Wanderers are in the other relegation spot currently. They are on 38 points.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Moving swiftly on to the National League South, where Chelmsford City are in fantastic form at the moment, and the Clarets picked up another 3 points on Saturday away to Eastbourne Borough, where they ran out 3-0 winners against the struggling Sussex side. The scorers for Robbie Simpson's side were George Alexander on 52 minutes. Charlie Ruff, who really can't stop scoring for them at the moment, got a second on 70. And in the fourth minute of injury time at the end of the match, skipper Anthony Wordsworth made it 3-0. There was also an away victory for Aveley at Hampton and Richmond Borough, just above them in the league. and they won 1-0 with Charlie Hughes scoring the only goal of the match, 20 from the end. Victory 2 for Braintree, who hosted Torquay United Road on Saturday, and victory. He's got the only goal of the game for Braintree on 55 minutes. The Iron had to play most of the match with 10 men after Alfie Pavey was sent off in only the 25th minute, but the side held on for. Some sad news about Torquay United, which has been reported this afternoon. Actually, the club is in severe financial trouble and they are about to go into administration. That means that under National League rules, they will suffer a 10-point deduction, which will leave them perilously close to the relegation zone. And also today, their manager Gary Johnson left the club by mutual consent. So not happy times at all at Torquay. Monday night saw Aveley back in action, this time at Parkside, where they hosted FA Cup giant killers at Maidstone United. But the Millers weren't fazed by the Cup. All the bats that were in the playoff at the moment, because they won by 2-0. Charlie Hughes was on target once again, and Roger Coleman de Graft was their other goal scorer. And on Tuesday night, Chelmsford City were on the road again. They travelled to Hemel Hempstead Town this time and picked up another 3 points in a 4-1 victory. George Alexander, Jermaine Francis and Charlie Ruff, who scored a brace, were the Claret's goal scorers. And Braintree Town were back in action at Crescent Road again. They hosted Tunbridge Angels and the Iron picked up another 3 points, winning by a goal to nil. Jaden Davis scoring the only goal of the match with just 5 minutes to go. So, looking at the league table, Yeovil Town still 13 points clear of second place Worthing at the top of the table. And incidentally, Yeovil travelled to Chelmsford City on Saturday. So, the Claret's in third place, 2 points, just 2 points now behind Worthing. Bath, St Albans, Maidstone and Braintree make up the playoff spots. Those two wins have helped Braintree back into the last playoff place. Aveley, who are just a point behind them, are currently ninth. So, we're going to take a look at the Isthmian Premier League now. And on Saturday, Billy were hoping to bounce back after a way to camp this week went at New Lodge. And watching that one for us was Jack Patmore.
Jack Patmore reporting for Phoenix FM from New Lodge. Horsham came from behind to secure a 2-1 victory at Billy, putting another dent in their promotion aspirations. The hosts were looking to end their two-game losing run and were nearly on the winning trail on 17 minutes as Matt Johnson knocked the ball down for Jay Poulter, who unselfishly provided for Ollie Peters, but his strike was blocked. Billericay were the better side in the opening exchanges, but lacked a cutting edge. That was until just before the half-hour mark when Captain Johnson provided for Frankie Merrifield, who was able to apply the deft touch required to steer home. Their celebrations were short-lived, though, as Charlie Hester-Cook, who had a strike expertly saved by Dan Wilkes earlier, capitalised on confusion in the Blues box and postponed from the first to level. The balance of power was now shifting, and it was the travelling fans that were in raptures as Horsham took the lead as ex-Billericay forward Shamir Fenelon fronted his run to perfection, and he composed himself before slotting home. The Hornets were now eager to ensure they headed back to Leicester. 3 points, and they came close to adding a third as Fenelon and Reece Miles Meekums linked up well, and Ryan Henshaw's vital sliding challenge prevented Miles Meekums' shot. Gary McCann would have had two changes with 20 minutes remaining, but he did just that as Ruben Swartz and Merrifield failed to reach his looping delivery and diminish any hopes of a comeback. It finishes here, Billericay 1, Horsham 2.
So another disappointing result for Billericay Town, but no such worries for the leaders, Hall Church, who read out 3-0 winners at home to struggling Harry Gay Borough. Tommy Hoban opened the scoring for the Urchins on 15 minutes to give them a 1-0 half-time lead, and further goals from Mauro Villette, recent arrival at Bridge Avenue, and Liam Nash, 12 minutes from time, secured a 3-0 victory. Elsewhere, hashtag United travelled to Wingate and Finchley, where it finished goalless. Cammy Ireland travelled down to East Kent to take on Margate and ended up losing 3-2. Lance Akins and Bradley Satch were the goal scorers. Concord Rangers, meanwhile, had a new face in their squad on Saturday, and the squad. He came on as a sub and scored 12 minutes from time, but Dulwich were already in front at that point, and they ended up claiming all 3 points. Tuesday night saw Concord back in action at the Aspect Arena. This time faced a rather out of sorts at the moment, it must be said, Billericay Town, because Concord won by 2-1. Harrison Day gave the victories the lead after 5 minutes. Frankie Merrifield equalised on 9, but Day added his and Concord's second 6 minutes from time to give them a much needed 3 points. Final score there was Concord Rangers 2, Billericay Town 1. And there was another new recruit for Concord on Tuesday. Midfielder Chris Regis made his debut after signing from Aveley. Last night, their local rivals Canby Island were once again in action, but once again, it was a defeat away to Cray Wanderers, who beat the goals by 2-1. Bradley Thatch scored a second half consolation for the goals. So Hornchurch remain clear at the top of the table ahead of second place Chatham Town. Billericay, despite those two defeats, remaining in third place. Wingate and Finchley and Enfield Town also in the playoff spots. Hashtag United are 12th, Canby are 14th. Concord still in the relegation zone, but they're now 20th and just 4 points from safety, and also have got more games in hand than anybody else in the division, so they can still get out of trouble. So had a bit of headphone trouble there. We're going to take a little musical break, and we're going to have a look at Non-League Step 4 very shortly. And Jack Patmore talking to our special guest, Matt Price. I'm John Sharp, inviting you to join me here on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoons for Phoenix Sport. The top local, national and international sports stories, plus live scores, results, reports, interviews, quiz questions and my sporting anniversaries. And lots of great music too. That's Phoenix Sport, every Saturday from 3 till 6 p.m. here on Phoenix 98 FM.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Go figure it out. you'd say one thing and you would say three, just to be different naturally.
That's brand new music there from Shed 7. That's their current song, Talk of the Town. 24 minutes past 7 on a Thursday night. You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb, and this is the Non-League Hour. We're going to take a look at non-league Spec 4 across our area now, specifically the Isthmian North. And we're going to hear from this Pat Price, a striker in our area, but back in he's from Bowden Pitsey, who currently going on in the Isthmian North. This week he spoke with Jack Patmore. You can hear that right now.
Recording in progress.
Thank you for your time today. Matt, how are you?
Yeah, I'm not bad, thanks, Jack. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Bowden Pitsey currently sit in fifth place in the Isthmian North Division. How would you summarise the campaign so far?
Yeah, I'd say it's been a good campaign so far. We've obviously been on quite a good run. I think we've only lost once in the last 14, something like that. So, like 14 games, obviously, compared to, I think it was the previous 14 games. More points, and I'd say that we're right at the minute, building and keep going.
Since making your debut at the end of October, you've made 16 appearances in all competitions and netted on 11 occasions. Do you think you've rediscovered your goal-scoring form following a short spell with Brentwood Town at the start of the season?
Yeah, I do. To be honest, I've got a lot of assessments to Gaffer. I think he sort of brought the enjoyment back for me. He sort of allowed me to play as myself and allowed me to just sort of not do what I want to do as such, but he allowed me to just be me on a football pitch, and I think that's helped massively. And I think that when I'm playing, well, I'm a nice amount of goals, and unfortunately I don't think I had that at Brentwood this year.
Looking ahead to your upcoming fixtures, Bowes have vital trips to Brentwood and Morden and Tiptree, two sides also competing for promotion. How important is it to pick up maximum points against sides in and around you in the table?
It is important, only important to a certain degree. I think that the teams that usually are in the playoffs and the teams that win the leagues are the teams that beat outside of the playoffs and can maintain them results. I think when you drop points against, no disrespect to obviously the lower teams, when you start dropping points against the teams that are fighting in and around the relegation, I think that's where the difference is made throughout the course of a season. Obviously, listen, we're going to go into every game wanting 3 points. We're never going to look at a game and be happy with a draw or a loss or anything like that. But I think as important as them games are, I think we've just got to take one game as assessing where we're at for the next game and so on and so on. So, yeah, games, but we'll deal with them and we'll just take one game at a time.
Before your spell at the Len Salmon Stadium, you had spells with Billericay Town and Brentwood. How would you assess your time at both of those clubs?
And go into a few different things. The point is what it is. Listen, I enjoyed my time there with the boys. The boys were absolutely fantastic. All the boys obviously sort of knew what was going on at the time and with the club and outside input and stuff like that. And obviously, a bit of a toxic environment is what it is. I'm not one to sit there and bite my tongue. I'll say what I think. And unfortunately, yeah, that made me not popular amongst a few of the fans. But listen, I'm not going to lose sleep over that. With Brentwood, it's a good club. They're doing all right at the minute. I think the chairman's a little bit too involved. But listen, that's a different story again. Listen, everyone's got their own opinions. But I just think that he's, I don't want to say too much on my opinion, but yeah, I just think that, I think that my time was sort of cut short just from not enjoying it at the end of the day. And whether I think that's more on me to make decisions to go back there for the wrong reasons. I think both clubs will do well. Obviously, I'd like to see them both get promoted. But at the end of the day, I don't want to see Brentwood get promoted because hopefully we're the ones beating them.
Bath recently fell to a 3-1 home defeat to league leaders Lowestoft Town, a side who have only lost four times in the league this term. Which of the teams do you think will be challenging for promotion come the end of the season?
Yeah, reflecting back on the Lowestoft game, I think it was a bit of a tough one. We all come in like rather deflated, especially at half-time. Spoke to their manager after. Even he admitted that we could have been 4-0 up at half-time had we been more clinical. So, had we been more clinical in that first half, I think that it's a completely different ball game. Listen, that's what the league, they're resilient. They score goals when maybe they shouldn't and don't deserve to, and they get through games and they walk away with 3 points. That's all that matters. In terms of who I think's in and around us, I don't really think you should do too much at it. I think you can only control what's in your power in every game that you play. So I think to take one game at a time, and obviously on the last day of the season, 23rd of April or whatever it is, I think that we'll have to look at the table and reassess, and we'll know then whether we've done enough.
What do you think can achieve as we approach the business end of the season?
It's funny you asked that. I was actually speaking to one of my mates earlier, and I just pointed out to him that for the last three, four games, the person within our back four has been 21, and we've had an average age of about 19. So I think you've got to give testament to the game again, when you think about the ages where we are at the moment. And I think it's also a testament to the boys, because I think that everyone's sort of dug in for each other. Everyone's put a real shift in, and everyone's pulling together in the same direction. I think that's massively important. I think that if we, for the last obviously 12 games, I think you said it is, if we can get a run together and carry on doing what we've been doing over the last 4 weeks in the league that I've been there, I think that we'll be all right, and I think we'll right be in and amongst the playoffs. But again, like I say, the old cliche, you can only take one game at a time.
Recording.
Thanks very much to Jack for doing that interview, and thanks ever so much to Matt Price for his time as well. So, looking at the weekend's Thousand Pitsy faced Lowestoft Town, the league leaders at the Len Salmon Stadium, and Matt was actually on target in that game, scoring for Bowers 11 minutes from time, but it ended up Thousand Pitsy 1, Lowestoft Town 3, and Bowers also had Luke Reeve sent off in the 55th minute of that game. Elsewhere, there was a 2-1 win for Brentwood Town away to Hayden Swift. Jesse Olakolu gave the Blues a lead in only the 4th minute, just after half-time. Jack Addington equalised for Swift. George Sykes scored for Brentwood 20 minutes from time, and that turned out to be the winner. Elsewhere, there was a defeat for Morton and Tiptree away to Goulston. They lost by 4-2. Jack Randell and Smith were the scorers for the Jammers. Great win for Walthamstow and Grange Athletic on Saturday. They ran out 4-0 winners. The goal scorers for were Brian Moses, who scored 2, Ryan Herbell, and also Grange Michael Finneran put the ball into his own net in first half injury time to break 4-0. So that game was basically all over by the second half. There was also a win away from Town on Saturday. They triumphed 2-1 away to New Salamis, thanks to goals from Frederick King and Dees Kazingamadia. Very early on in the match, they scored in the 5th and 8th minutes. Salamis took one back 90 minutes from time, but Houston held on for all 3 points. Elsewhere, there was a 1-1 draw between Redbridge and Barley Sea Regent at Oakside. Lewis Clark put the most on ahead 3 minutes into the second half. And just as it looked as though they might have taken all 3 points, there was a very late equaliser by Brightley Sea's Kurt Smith, who scored in the 96th minute to gain his side a point. Final score, Redbridge 1, Brightley Sea Regent 1. And looking at Tuesday night, there was a couple of fixtures then. Basildon United
hosted Morden at Tiptree, and the Bees won by 2-1 thanks to first half goals from Ben Allen. Harry Phillips replied 10 minutes from time for the Jammers. And Pitsy travelled to Redbridge on Tuesday night, and they put Saturday's defeat behind them by winning by 3-2. They were 3-0 up after only 16 minutes. Luke Reeves, Solomon Addy and Baynes Vaveda finding the net. Joseph Elliott replied for Redbridge by the side of half-time, but Bowers held on for victory. So, looking at the league table, and Lowest still top, and they're only 3 points clear. Felixstowe and Walton United in second place. Lowestoft have a goal in hand. Barrows and Pitsy in third on 49. Bury Town behind them in fourth. Brentwood Town in fifth, and they're now 5 points clear of Basildon United, who are in sixth place. Walton and Tiptree are seventh. Heybridge Swifts eighth. Walthamstow ninth. Brightley Sea Region tenth. Whittam Town are 12th. Redbridge 15th. Grays Athletic are in 16th place. Elsewhere, Waltham Abbey were in action on Saturday in the Southern Division 1 Central, where they hosted Biggleswade Town, another side in the playoff spot, and there was a 1-0 win thanks to a very late goal by Atia Lorog, 6 minutes in. Up to second place behind the leaders Bedford Town following that win. So moving on to step five and the FA Vars fifth round tie. Great Wakeham Rovers trip to Highworth Town, which was postponed because of the weather the previous Saturday, took place this time around, and it was a day of celebration for Wakering. They ended up winning by 3-2, and they're only two matches away from an appearance at Wembley now. Kingdon Dawson gave Rovers the lead in only the third minute. Highworth equalised later on in the first half from the penalty spot, and Harry Talbot, though, put Wakering back in front 3 minutes before half time. Highworth equalised in the second half, but up popped Perry Dunn, a winner of Great Wakering in the 95th minute. So they go through to the quarterfinals, where they are at home to Cornish club Falmouth Town. Just taking a look at the Essex Senior League meanwhile, and there were some games on Saturday. Athletic Newham, leaders Tilbury, Frenford, Barking, Little Oakland, Romford, Saffron Walden Town and Stanbury Rovers all winning. There was one match on Tuesday night as well, where it finished Housted Town 1-Tilbury 4. So thanks to those two wins, Tilbury now 11 points clear of the table. Making a quick return to step four. Romford, Athletic Newham follow them. Coggeshall Town remain at the foot of the table, still just the two wins from 27 matches they've played now, and Ilford are just above them, although there is a 10-point gap between the two. And just rounding off our round-up of the men's fixtures for the last week. In the Spartan South Midlands Premier Division, Stansted 1-2, Shepherd Town and Compton on Saturday, and they moved up to 15th place in the table. Taking a look at the Thurlow Nun Division 1 South, Newcastle beat back 2-0 on Friday night. 34 wins for Benfleet. Benfleet will beat Clapton. Dumbo Town 1-4 for Burnham Randalls. Wood 1-4 Newick. It was Hodgson 1, Parkview 1, Thunder 3, Basildon Town at 1, leaders Harlow Town 4-1 away to Southend Manor, and Tower Hamlets beat Enfield Borough by 3-2. Games to mention during the week: Parkview 1-4 Margaret 3 on Tuesday night. Benfleet well beat the Wormley Rovers by 4-0. And last night, Hackney Wick beat Mayor Baker 3-1, and it finished Tower Hamlets 1, Hoddesdon Town 1. Town clear of second place to Benfleet, although they've played six more than Benfleet have. Clapton Community, who are 11 on points,
Ben Fleet, but have played quite a few more than them, are in third place. Wormley Rovers and Hutton currently sit. And in the third low none, Division 1 North, there was a win for Harwich and Parkston on Saturday, and Dussindale and Helwood. Stanhope Pegasus beat Needham Market under 23s 5-2. And defeat for Wimno Town, they lost 5-1 at Whittlesea Athletic. Tuesday night, Harwich and Parkston were in action again at the Royal Oak, this time against AFC Sudbury Reserves, and they picked up another 3 points in a 3-1 win. Framlingham Town remain top of the table, Great Yarmouth Town in second, Holland third, Stanhope Pegasus fourth, Harwich and Parkston are in fifth place. We've got a women's roundup coming up soon. Another musical break. First, new music from Ariana Grande. This one's called Yes And.
On Phoenix 98 FM for the Orient Hour. All the news, views and special guests interviews at Bourne Stadium, Brisbane Road, home of Leighton Orient. That's the Orient Hour every Wednesday, 7 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM.
Right, for our women's roundup, and two local sides who are in the FA Women's National League Premier Division, hashtag United and Billericay Town, took a break from league action this week as they were both involved in the semi-finals of the Essex Women's Cup. Hashtag currently in second place in that league, hosted Chelmsford City Women, who are currently top of the Premier Division of the Essex County Women's League. Hashtag scored 11 goals without reply, so it was a good hiding for poor old Chelmsford Women. But I think you have to appreciate the golfing stand. They have to play than. And the other tie on Sunday was at New Lodge, where Billericay Town Women's first team, intriguing, it's Billericay Town Women reserves. In the case of probably the least crowd in the history of New Lodge. But as it was, the third won the tie, a 6-0 winner. So Billericay Town Women first team and hashtag United Women face each other in the final, which takes place on the 11th of April at Colchester United's Community Stadium. By the way, talking of the Community Stadium, I'm just going to interrupt the women's roundup for a moment because I almost forgot in the Essex Senior Cup, the men's Essex Senior Cup, the first of two semi-finals took place on Tuesday night there. Colchester United's under 21 side faced hashtag United and won 3-2. The other semi-finals this Tuesday as Redbridge and the final takes place Community Stadium on Tuesday the 19th of March. Women's football, and in the Eastern Region Premier Division, we've got a couple of local sides in that league, Barking and Bowers and Pixie. Mixed fortunes for them. This week, Barking won 6-1 away to Needham Market. They're currently fourth in the table. And Bowers and Pixie Ladies, who are ninth, they travelled to Stevenage, who beat them 6-2. Elsewhere in the Eastern Region Women's League Division 1 South, Southend United Ladies, who were coming in second place to Hartford and Southend, were beaten 3-1. Stonebridge Pegasus Ladies, currently struggling at the foot of Wolf. They were beaten at home by Brixton Park Ladies. That was all the league action involving local sides. Hutton women were involved in a cup tie away to the ladies. This was the Essex Women's Trophy, and Hutton women scored 10 goals without reply. A superb victory. Well done to them. And finally, just taking a look at the Essex County Women's League Premier Division, where, as I mentioned earlier, Chelmsford City currently top the table. Sunday saw a 4-1 win for Stanway Rovers Ladies at Grays Athletic. That was in the Essex Women's Trophy. And another tie in that competition. No, that was the only one. and that was all the actual league on Saturday, so on Sunday, so that's our women's round this week. I will run through the results of the matches that are happening this weekend on next week's show.
Join Patrick Sherring for Friday's edition of 1-2-3 conversations with guests, community and beyond. The Friday teaser quiz, a vintage chart, live music sessions, and so much more. So spend your Friday 1-2-3 with Patrick here on Phoenix FM.
Community
City Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
So on to the men's fixtures for the week ahead. First off, we're going to have a look at the National League. Saturday, both Dagenham and Redbridge and Southend United have home fixtures. The Daggers host FC Halifax Town, currently a couple of places above them at Victoria Road. Whilst at Roots Hall, tough task for the Shrimpers. They face Aldershot Town, currently in the playoffs in fifth place. And then on Tuesday night, Southend are back in action at Roots Hall. This time, Altrincham, just outside the playoff spots currently, will be the visitors. National League South, meanwhile, and big game for Chelmsford City on Saturday. They host Yeovil Town, the league leaders. And also a big game for Braintree Town, who have sneaked back into the playoff places. They travel to second place. Worthy. AB face trip to Torquay United. AB on the road again on Tuesday night, but the Millers have a lot less far to go this time, just over the Dartford Bridge, in fact, to play Dartford. On the same night, Chelmsford City are away at Farnborough and Braintree Town travel to Bath City. And in the SPL League Premier Division on Saturday, leaders Hornchurch travel to Hastings United. Billericay Town, a tough test for them as they try to run turn their recent poor run of results round. They travel to Chatham Town, who of course locked them out of the Velocity Trophy last week. And they've just put them in second place. Meanwhile, Hashtag United had a home fixture against Whitehall. Cambio, or I hope for Carl Shorten Athletic, and Concord Rangers continue their quest to get out of trouble as they travel to Folkestone Invicta. Concord face Hornchurch at Prospect Arena on night. On the same night, Hashtag United have a Velocity Trophy to find a way and brought away to Bradshot Lee, who play in the Isthmian South Central. So, looking at step four and the Saturday's fixtures in the Isthmian North. Basildon United host Bury Town. These are all subject to the pitches being in good condition, of course, which may be doubtful after the amount of rain that we've had today. So if you're thinking of going to a game Saturday, check before you go. Brentwood Town coming in fifth place, host fourth place, and Pitsy at Brighton Region are at home for Wrexham. Grays Athletic, tough trip away to second place, Felixstowe and Walton United. It's a tough trip to Suffolk. They're away to the league leaders, Lowestoft Town. Wimbledon Tiptree away to Stonemarket, still bottom of the league without a win, sadly. Walthamstow are at home to Haybury Swifts, and at Spa Road, Witham Town host Goulston. One match on Tuesday night involving our local sides, Walthamstow versus Basildon United with a 7:45 kickoff. Southern League Division 1 Central, Waltham Abbey, as we told you, now in second place, could go top if they win on Saturday and leaders Bedford Town lose. Abbey are at home to AFC Dunstable. Bedford Town cover to Cirencester Town, who are in fifth place. And on to the sixth Senior League, there's a Friday night football at Ashton Plainfield, Woodford Town versus Little Oakley. Saturday, we've got Clacton versus Buckhurst Hill, Takeley versus Newham, White and Dime versus Stanway Rovers. They're all 2 o'clock kickoffs. These ones kick off at 3, Barclay versus Ilford, Coleshill Town versus Holbeach Sports, Housley Town versus West Essex, Saffron Walden Town versus Great Wakery Rovers, and Sporting Bengal United take on Romford. There's some big games as well. Tuesday night is Coggeshall face Saffron Walden. Clacton
face House did. Great Dolphin Rovers take on the league leaders Tilbury. Hullbridge Sports were at home to Little Oakley, and Takeley host Romford. And a couple on Wednesday night as well, West Ensign versus West Essex, and Woodford Town face Buckhurst Hill. Meanwhile, in the Spartan South Midland Division, Stansted have got a couple of fixtures in the next 7 days. They are away to Arlesley Town on Saturday and at home to Colney Heath on Tuesday. So, just having a look at the Thurlow Nun Division 1 South. And Saturday sees Basildon Town take on North West London. Cannonsfield at home to Hoddesdon Town. Clapton face Clapton Community. And Dumbo Town at home to Parkview. Leaders Harlow Town travels to Enfield Buck. Another side still going well. Hutton at home to Southend Manor at New Lodge. Benfield travels to Newbury Forest. Hackney Wicker at St Margaret's. May and Baker travel to Wormley Rovers. May and Baker back in Anfield Monday as well. They're away to Barkingside. Hutton have an away fixture on Tuesday night, Hoddesdon. And Wednesday night sees Basildon Town face at Margaretsbury, Benfleet versus Clapton, and Parkview versus Hackney Wick. And finally, in the Division 1 North, just looking at the fixtures for the Essex side. Hamilton Parkston are away to second place Great Yarmouth Town on Saturday. Stanway Pegasus are at home to Norwich CBS. Town are at Swaffham Town. And one during the week as well, Wivenhoe Town have a home fixture against Cornard United. So that is the men's fixtures for the forthcoming week. Thanks for your company this evening. That is pretty much the end of the show. Just want to say a big thank you to our guest Matt Price from Bowes and Pitsey, and also Jack Patmore for doing that interview with him. Coming up next on Phoenix FM, as always, Gareth Kings is here with 2 hours of Indian Eternity from the 1960s onwards in Bunker. To Bumper. He's followed at 10 o'clock by The Night Shift, our weekly 2 hours of country and Americana, presented as always by Madeline Christie. As for me, I shall be back on Saturday afternoon with Phoenix Sport, 3 till 6 p.m. All of the day's local, national and international sports stories and plenty of music in between all the stories and the live updates, and usually at least one with match report as well. So I hope you can join me then. If not, I should be back, all being well, next Thursday between 7 and 8 p.m. with another edition of the Non-League Hour. I'm going to start off musically now with the great Stevie Sam. There's from the 70s called Showbiz Kids. Take care and good night. Sleeping with the shade on the light, while the poor people sleeping, all the stars come out at night. While the poor people sleeping with the shade on the light, while the poor people sleeping, all the stars come out at night. After closing time, unravel.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. Phoenix FM. News.
From the sky.